I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's so special. It's the first time two people commit to each other, and I want to be part of that story. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, you got to come in. You got to see all the different engagement rings we have. We're having a huge bridal sale. It's going on now. I'm going to give you the confidence to get down on one knee, pop open the box. You're going to get a yes. That's what it's all about. We've got free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Burkham for Sunrise Chevy. You know Sunrise has the best selection, price, and has financing for everyone, but did you know you can bring your vehicle to Sunrise's award-winning, state-of-the-art certified service department, no matter where you bought it? Maintenance, engine, transmission, brakes, or tires. Bring it to Sunrise. Need body work? Tell your insurance agent you want to bring it to Sunrise. Schedule an appointment at sunrisememphis.com. Find new roads to Collierville. Check out the all-new Sunrise Truck Corral. Huge selection of nothing but trucks. All makes, all models, all prices, all trucks, all the time. Next to Sunrise Wolf Chase.
Do you dread taking your car into a mechanic because you will have to wait all day just for them to tell you,
you need blinker fluid, and guess what else we found wrong with your car?
You need to go see Sam at Auto Tech Repair, located at 679 Poplar in Collierville, next to O'Reilly's. Sam still believes a man's word is his bond. He will tell you exactly what you need done and even what you don't. Sam specializes in all mechanic work with guaranteed service. So give Sam a call, 901-854-3811. Auto Tech Repair.
DoorPro is hiring. DoorPro is one of the largest garage door companies in the Mid-South and is looking for garage door techs to join their team. DoorPro has been a family-owned and operated business since 1992. Applicants must have a clean appearance, valid driver's license, and be drug-free. DoorPro's position is full-time with excellent pay and benefits after 90 days. Experience is not necessary, but a plus. Call DoorPro, 901-366-7776, or go to DoorProInc.com.
Contest data message rates apply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
All right, the 12 noon code word to win $1,000 is the word virtual. Just grab your cell phone and text the word virtual, V-I-R-T-U-A-L, to 72881. You've got 58 minutes to do it, and it could land $1,000 in your wallet, like Sam won last week with us. This is the final week for the cash codes, and we give them to you 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. each hour and $1,000 an hour. This hour's code word is the word virtual, V-I-R-T-U-A-L. Text the word virtual to 72881. Text virtual to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck. Your next code word is coming up at 1 o'clock here with the gambler, John Martin, and Jason Smith, the Jason and John Show.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right.
Penny Hardaway, you got to know. I will say this, seems to be, or would seem to me to be, a much better poker player, for instance, than you, Jason.
I'm sorry?
Because
how you know?
I've just heard. All I've heard is
exactly what
I've
heard. You're hearing.
I would like to see it. I'd like to see it in action, you know? I'd like to see you play.
Have you seen me or Penny play with your eyeball?
No.
All right.
But I have seen Penny play cards, poker, in recruiting, you know? Making decisions, when to get involved, when to get out of situations. And I will say, I mean, You did have quad twos.
It's a setup for a quad twos joke. I could smell it from a mile away. It was a long setup, too, Brad. It took us a long
his
time to get
his prelude is pretty.
Oh, my gosh. I could
it's like having a hard you-know-what. You can see
Jason said quad twos.
Dear Lord.
I will say, Jason knows
he doesn't play poker, does he?
Every time I always have an agenda, don't I, Jason?
Have you not gotten the last laugh you can get out of this old joke?
No.
Go ahead and get me some more Timberlake in here, then.
No.
Get them all, whatever you want. Hit the punching bag, bro.
It's not relevant.
They got Earl Timberlake, don't they?
That was
It will always be relevant, John.
That was last
It'll
week.
Always
Thank
be
you,
relevant.
Jason. Always hit the A. Hey,
embrace it.
You can, if you want to know how Jason reacted when he found out that he had quad twos on the board, just look up Matt Damon at the World Series of Poker. Because I believe Matt Damon flopped the full house, all right? And he sat up in his chair like, he was like, whoa! he told the whole table.
Brad just encouraging you too with the laughter.
Your
disappointment, BC.
Did you not do that?
No, I think that Jason is
with
me.
Yeah, that's what I did, John.
Jason doesn't gamble. He shoots you straight.
That's right. He's like, all right, look.
He's like Penny.
I got quad twos.
I'm like, this may be the best poker hand I've ever had. It looks like quad twos. That's four. Four of the same.
That's right.
I was excited.
Did you bet?
We were helping each other.
Oh, y'all were helping each other?
Yes, it was a game for like rookies, dudes like me that needed the help.
But y'all were playing for real money, right?
We're talking about a dollar or two or something. Much different here. Than what
right,
you
right,
do.
Right, yeah.
Much
understood.
Different.
Understood.
Just like my FanDuel bets.
Yes, exactly.
You know, much different.
Yes, so you had quad twos. You said, I'm going to bet. Guys, I'm going to bet $1. I got a big hand.
Let's see if you can get another lap. You did. You got another
got
one
it.
From
he
BC. Good grief.
It's a trained radio professional you're talking to.
You know it's low-hanging fruit.
You know what? Every day at this time, we do
Thank
the rundown.
You.
Why don't we get to it?
Now, it's
that
the
okay
rundown,
you,
presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
We will revisit this one more time, and then we're done. Memphis Grizzlies lost 114-113. On a last-second, one-footed,
brutal
three-pointer by Luka Doncic. Gives Dallas the season series, by the way. They do play one more time, but that's it. They're only play three. Dallas is up 2-0 at this point. But the worst part of it is that, yes, if Grayson had hit just one of the two free throws with 2.2 left, worst you do is overtime.
Yep.
And right, and it all the fighting and the you know, as well as you've played and the good coaching at all, at that point, you're still giving your chance for it all to add up to a win.
That's right.
But it does. It comes down to those free throws. Usually Grayson knocks them down. He didn't just miss one. He missed both of them. We talked about it. And it's okay to be disappointed with Grayson Allen in the same game and that you understand that he's playing so well. Look, Grayson doesn't just have you in the, you know, right there to win the game last night, ready to you know, pull within a half game of the Dallas Mavericks. I truly don't believe that you are in the position that you are in as a team right now with a chance to pull within a half game. I'm talking about this season without Jaren Jackson, without Grayson Allen being the player he's been.
Yep.
Okay, is that given for the people that are just triggered about this? There's your credit, okay? And he absolutely deserves it. Grizz wouldn't be in the spot they're in if Grayson Allen hadn't come here and been a stud for him this season, shooting the ball the way he is, okay? All that said, you lose all that. Great coaching last night. Remember the Jonas foul and earlier beforehand and Van Gundy saying, now that's smart coaching, right? Mm-hmm. There was a lot of that going on. And listen, there's been a lot of that going on all season. The fact that you're sitting where you are, still in eighth place, with a shorthanded roster. Ladies and gentlemen, remember De'Anthony Melton didn't play last night. It wasn't just Jaren Jackson either.
Yep.
Okay, he's been a key cog too. The fact that you're here with this roster, it's coaching, guys. It's good coaching.
Yep.
So here's the important part. Let's keep the perspective, right? You probably, I'm just going to throw this out there again, you probably weren't going to catch Dallas, guys. They got the easiest schedule in the NBA the rest of the way. Right? That it's just the facts of it. There's a better chance, quite frankly, of Portland dropping down to you. Okay, so this idea, you're going to catch Dallas and maybe we overtake them. Guys, they got the easiest schedule, okay? I mean, of the 30 teams in the NBA, easiest period. So perspective here is you're still in the spot you want to be, right? You're a game ahead of what, Golden State, San Antonio. Right, you got I think it's the 21st in terms of difficulty of schedule. It's 21st. It's handled, even though this seven-game road trip that's coming up now looks, you know, yes, could you lose some games on it? Absolutely. You're right where you want to be.
Yep.
And if you continue to play this around 500 basketball, you're going to have a chance to be in the playoffs. I still feel good about it, John.
Yep.
Sue me, but I feel, even after last night, I feel good about where the Memphis Grizzlies are. You said, it does not affect your future.
And I was thinking, I still would feel good about I would still like the Grizzlies' chances. Now I'd be on the road, which would be a little different, but I would still feel very good about their chances and prefer their matchup with the Mavs over,
I remain the same even after last night's
because
game.
That was really the full complement of Dallas. You don't have your full complement. You didn't have the Anthony Melton last night. You didn't have Jaren Jackson Jr. last night. You have those guys. Obviously, it's a different game. It just is.
I will say that we're Portland does not play any defense. Okay, and the reason we don't want to do it with Portland, that's what we were saying yesterday, is because of Dame time, right?
Yep.
And the hero, that's what Luka did to us last night.
It's very true.
He went hero on us.
He did.
That said, I'm with John. We said it yesterday. I'm still, after the game we watched last night, it is a better matchup for you. So if that's what it ends up being, although, guys, I think you need to watch this Portland-Dallas. Dallas could jump them with the schedule they've got left. It could be Portland you're playing in that 7-8. I'm with you. I'd rather see Dallas. I like the matchup better.
Yeah, I mean, and so, you know, in that sense, hard loss, no doubt about that. It stinks. I mean, it's a superstar making a superstar play. That being said, I mean, I do think, and I saw this, I can't remember where I saw it, but you know, as it relates to the Memphis Grizzlies, like, the one thing that you can say about them is they have a superstar in Ja, right? But you get past that.
But they're winning without him having to be a superstar.
That's true. I mean, he made some big moments last night.
You know? Oh, absolutely. I'm just saying for an entire season.
But what makes the Grizzlies go is that they don't necessarily have an abundance of great players, right? They just don't. They have an absence of bad ones, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. They get something out of everybody.
Yeah, like they have, you know, everybody contributes. Exactly. And nobody's a liability.
To me, that's coaching, man.
Now, Terry Dickens does a good job. You know, he's doing a very, very good job.
I mean, with the rotations and all, we've given him, you know, a Conchar, those kind of guys are in. We're like, why is he getting so much time? You look at the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hell of a job.
Yep.
With what you've got. And again, it's because it's worth stating again, this is without Jaren Jackson, and we all went in the season saying, my gosh, they got to get him back. If that's right, if they're going to do this and this and this.
Yep.
Need Jaren back. They've done this without Jaren.
That's right.
And the hope is, quite frankly, that you're rewarded. That you're rewarded with him hopefully coming back and being a big boost for you here down the stretch, because you have.
Yep.
You want this team rewarded for how well it's played so shorthanded, for how well I would, again, give it to the coaching staff for how well they've done. You want them to see rewarded with Jaren coming back and being a boost for them. So hopefully you maximize whatever it is, John. If it's just the play-in, it's a couple of games.
Yep.
If it's the play-in, you get through and get to the play. Whatever it is, you want to maximize it, and hopefully you do it with that boost of Jaren Jackson. So tough loss.
Yep.
We're over it, guys. We're over it. Grayson, you're still on the team?
Yes, he's still on the team.
John deleted the tweet.
I did delete it.
Okay. So lifetime contract still stands.
It's still up there.
It's still up there.
I deleted the rescinding of that.
He deleted the rescinding. We're moving on. Grizzlies moving on as well.
Now, did we figure out a way, right, to exercise our demons?
I think you had the best one, I'm going to be honest. As much as I hate to give it to you,
because
I was ready to put Musa in the river.
Right. Musa just got
you
here.
You take a bad free throw shooter and you give it to the river, and maybe that solves Memphis' problem. But I think you may have had it. Because what else is the Mid-South Coliseum doing right now?
Well, it's a remnant, right? It's a living, breathing remnant of history.
Well, somebody told me, though, and maybe – is FedEx Forum our issue, though? So does putting the Coliseum actually – because Darius was in – was it the Forum, wasn't it?
Was it?
05?
Yeah, yes. I guess it would have been.
Yeah. That's Forum, baby.
It was in the
brand
Forum.
Brand new.
So I just wonder if Old Man River's going to take – if it's going to be okay in terms of – if it's going to be okay with just Mid-South Coliseum, because I think what we have is a – yeah, and it's not necessarily all a Forum issue because Kansas Memphis wasn't at the Forum, but
so
we do have a Forum free throw issue.
So you're saying this
issue
may in some way
you
be
may
related
anger
to the pyramid? Which, I mean, there are rumors about the pyramid and the construction of the pyramid.
Ain't
and
there
the,
like a death skull up
there,
on top of it or something? You told me
a crystal skull at the top. That happened.
Was that in a real or made up segment?
Well, that was real.
There's a death skull.
Well, there used to be, right? They're in the pyramid at the top.
It's now been replaced by Billy Bass.
Yeah, exactly. I think that there was a crystal skull. It was who were the people that conceived the pyramid? Was it I can't.
Sidney Schlenker.
Yep.
That's
yes
not the answer you're looking for. Is
well, no,
is it?
It was
Schlenker was involved. heavily involved.
Yes, no, that's exactly.
Okay.
And was he wasn't a good guy, right? Like, he wasn't perceived to be a good guy.
A little bit of a shyster.
Yeah.
I think is how we refer to Sydney.
There was absolutely a crystal skull, and I don't know where it is, and I don't know what happened to it.
Well, we need to find it and destroy it.
Yeah, it was Isaac Tigrit.
I think I've got it. You know that King Tutankhamun?
Tutankhamun, man.
That statue of King Tut in front of the pyramid? Remember where they moved it? Where'd they move it?
U of M. That's Ramses.
Now in front of the University of Memphis.
It is randomly there.
That's interesting.
They did move that. I was actually still in school when they moved old Ramses. No idea why they did it. I guess it had to go somewhere.
I'm up to try whatever because I'm sick of it. Like John said, we're beat down.
Isaac Tigrit, who he had founded the Hard Rock Cafe.
Is it Tigrit or Tigrit?
Whatever.
I think it's Tigrit.
Whatever.
We're having a pronunciation battle
Lanier,
here.
Lanier, we want to be Tigrit, as close as we can to correct
Tigrits,
pronunciation.
Yeah, the Tigrits.
He put a crystal skull in the pyramid for mystic powers.
What in the world is that?
But
oh, no.
It was removed.
Every time he tells me this story, I can't believe it, but it's apparently true.
It was removed. And then the sports teams in Memphis were removed from the pyramid.
Yeah.
So do you think this could be some, you know, I don't want to, you know, but we've all seen The Mummy, you know, Brendan Fraser, right?
It's awful.
Huh?
It was a terrible
movie. The Mummy was a good movie. They
John.
It was a good movie. The Mummy was.
The bugs under the skin was cool, but that's about it.
John.
The Mummy was.
You got to do better.
It's considered a good movie. I mean,
yeah, go to your Bible, Rotten Tomatoes. What does it say?
61%.
That's not good.
That's
even.
Pretty good.
No.
That's pretty
not
good.
Great.
It's not terrible. Now, the remakes are awful. They rebooted these things. There was one in 2017, I think with Tom Cruise. We don't talk about those. But this could be some sort of Egyptian long-hanging curse over Memphis. And for whatever reason, they only exacted on us at the free throw line. It doesn't really seem to apply.
Where'd you get this music, BC? It's scaring me a little bit.
So, witchcraft.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm scared.
It kind of gets you in that vibe of destroying things that could be throwing us off, though. It's that seance. It's mm-hmm. that whole mojo thing, you mm-hmm. know, like that we're trying to get to the heart of this problem.
No, I'm with you. I'm
actually,
getting to the heart.
I think the real...
Jesus is... I've prayed.
Like
Jesus hasn't answered so far on this.
I feel like the devil's near when you're playing that mess.
The way that we end this once and for all, there's only one way.
What's that?
Jason has to get into the ring with Jerry Lawler.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's a bad idea.
You'd have been better saying he could get back on a poker table or something. Yeah. I don't
you
know.
You have to get inside.
What in the world does that have to do with anything? Take a beating from
kinda
Jerry random. Lawler and it fixes Memphis' free throw problem?
No,
yeah, right.
No.
You think you would give him the beating? The way you talk about him on this show, man, you think you'd be the one handing it out.
I know I'd be running circles.
You know what?
Him.
You do put out a good point, though.
I would be dancing like Apollo around Drago at first.
Everything
he
was
got
fine.
Hit.
Everything was fine while we had wrestling nights, you know.
I don't know about all that.
Those went away.
And they will come back.
Oh, you know
it.
Do
you remember when Apollo was dancing
mm-hmm.
before?
Yes.
In the America stuff?
Yes.
That's how I would be around Jerry. I would be dancing around that man.
Jason, the way
until he hit me.
That you end this curse is by stepping inside the ring with Jerry. That's the only way. Are you willing to do it?
No. If it's got to be me, come up with something else.
So we're subjected to just pain
and suffering? I want a free throw shooting contest in a Larry Finch basketball camp. I ain't part of the problem, fool.
It's not you.
No.
It's not you.
That was at El Marone.
Yep.
Okay?
It's not you.
Won the contest.
You did win.
And my whole line got to go pick its drink or icy of choice. I can't remember which.
Oh, yeah.
Small kid. I'm winning it.
Wow.
I'm knocking them down. Grayson, under pressure.
Well, look, I think it's a big task, and maybe
not a professional.
You know, if it's not that, obviously the Mid-South Coliseum is just sitting there doing nothing, serving no purpose, and maybe it's time to demolish it. And if we do that, then our 91% free throw shooters will start making them when they matter the most.
At least one.
Also, like, I will say, like, and I understand it, I guess, psychologically.
Now, don't be in. We said we're done on Grayson now. You got more?
Mm. It did bother me a little bit that he was smiling about the misses. It did bother me a little bit.
I just wondered if it, I know when
Especially
I saw it too,
the
that's
second
the first
one, the timeout.
Thought. That's the first thought. Is the second one is like, does it matter as much to you as it feels like it does to us?
Like,
but again, you got to know that it does. He doesn't want to go up there and miss both.
I know.
And I got to think it's because This dude's only missed, what, back to his rookie season, the last time he did this?
No, you're exactly right.
It was a smile like, man, this never happens to me. No, right? Right? I mean, never. I got to think that's why I can't hold that against him.
It just,
that was not
it
part
just,
of
it
our.
Just, it, it,
I
you
think
don't
you're
like
a fan.
Grayson Allen.
No, no, no.
Well,
he doesn't.
I like him enough.
No,
I mean, I
just don't.
He hasn't won you over though, in terms of like you're a fan of him.
Well, it just rubbed me the like
dude,
you just
a 30 piece.
You
and he's
basically
not happy.
Just you know cost your team the game with those free throws, and you're smiling, you're laughing about like.
But again, at that time.
Yeah, but we knew though. We knew.
You and me did.
Everybody
knew. He's thinking like he's trying to speak into smiling into existence.
Everybody
that Luka ain't going to hit that one.
Everybody knew what was about to happen.
Just because there's a city, but he's not a Memphian.
Yeah, anyway. Grizzlies take a loss last night. We're trying to figure out creative ways.
Guess what? The sun still rises.
Yeah, the sun still indeed does rise.
Next story.
And we have Morgan. That's the thing. We try to balance the show out, right? We try to balance it out with the bad news with the good. Earlier, I gave you the news about DeAndre Williams returning. I've got more good news for fans here in Memphis. And we don't typically take joy in people losing employment opportunities, but I think we can safely say that he did this to himself. Dan Dockich said on his radio show this week that he does not assume ESPN,
great,
of course, where he works on the side as a college basketball broadcaster, is going to bring him back. He does not assume that they will. He says, in fact, I assume they won't.
Great.
Who cares? Who cares, man? That is what Dan Dockich had to say on his potential employment with ESPN. This, of course, brings about an end to one of the greatest AAC basketball commentating careers of anybody in history. Every time you turned on a Memphis basketball game this year, it felt like Dan Dockich was right there, which is also poetic in some way. That dude was calling so many Memphis basketball games.
It was.
He was there
some
in South Dakota.
Too.
He once told us, like, over his dead body,
hold
he'd
up.
Do another Memphis
maybe,
game.
Maybe this is what we needed to leave.
Maybe so.
Maybe so.
Now,
you could be right.
He was there for Tulsa.
I don't believe he ever came to Memphis. I think it was all remote.
From his damn house.
Yes. So it's not quite the same thing.
Okay, all right.
He did not contribute with that ESPN per diem to the Memphis economy, which
bad.
I would have really enjoyed. But he was still on the games. And it sounds like we will not have that anymore. And we know why. Dan Dockich had a little bit of a, I don't know if you want to say a spat or outburst. ESPN and that team investigated. There was some sexism alleged. So that's sort of at the heart of the Dan Dockich situation there with ESPN. I will tell you this. I did not mind him as a commentator. I did not think
it's not a crazy take.
Yeah, like I did not think he was a bad analyst. I thought he was
he's actually a good basketball analyst.
I thought he was immature as hell. I thought he was the fact that he couldn't sort of separate his feelings about you and I and radio
Memphis media
and,
whatever you want to do. Yeah.
The idea that he couldn't separate, you know, us from calling the Memphis. I thought that was unprofessional.
Because when it's just basketball,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's good to listen to.
He clearly knows the game.
No question.
He played it at a high level. He once guarded Michael Jordan, as you know.
He's told that story a million times.
But, look, it is what it is. And this is the times that we live in.
You ever make the NCAA tournament?
And I don't.
No.
No, he
didn't. So get off Penny.
Yeah, he did not
so
make
So get off Penny.
Dan Dockich. Wait,
you know what? I do have a few words to say. I thought I wasn't going to contribute here.
I will bring you up for the eulogy. Come on up, Jason.
But remember how it started with him. Was a friend of the show, John.
That he was.
We talked through the Jordan story.
Yep.
That he had given so many others that, you know, probably repeated 1,000 times. But he also talked about some of his low moments after being, right, after not succeeding as a coach, Bowling Green, all that stuff. He talked about some of that, too. We were like, wow, that was good. More than just a basketball analyst, he breaking down. But ladies and gentlemen, we brought up the subject of Tubby Smith and everything changed
one
day.
It did. Yes, it did.
And that man said Penny circumvented the school.
Yes, he did.
And me, just baffled, right?
That's
right?
Remember,
it was, well, Dan, we actually think High Point might be good. And that's when I found out Dan crazy as hell because we saw another side of him. Right, that point that John's made, we saw the jerks. That's when the jerk side came out all of a sudden.
Well,
and it was a different dude. And so you were dealing with someone that we hadn't dealt with in the first couple of times we'd had him on the show. And it was so strange to me.
Yes, it was.
And it almost left me speechless. It really did.
I mean, I did not know when we were when I booked Dan that day. I had no idea where he was on that topic.
But what we found out since John, that's Dan.
That is
like
Dan.
You'll
that's
get him. One side of Dan yeah. that everybody you know, and then all of a sudden. It's this different Dan that's, you know, saying Penny and Mike are playing coach or whatever, or that's saying Tubby got done wrong, and all of you guys are right. just cheering in Memphis. Yeah. Forget your media and all. It's like, what in the? But that's there's a couple of different sides, and that's what we all learned.
What I have learned, like the older that I've gotten, is that people are genuinely crazy. Like there are a lot of people out here who are absolutely certifiably insane, who believe things that make no sense. Who invent things that make no sense and live their life and go about their lives in ways that make absolutely no sense. And so you just have to accept that. There are people out here
I kind of had at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
I had
accepted that at the end.
My take on Dan is he's a positioner, and that on this particular issue, his mentality in terms of the carnival is that this is the slant he's going to give on this particular thing.
That's all. Just wondering how much of it's a shtick.
He's like, I think Jason's on
it. You know
what
I'm saying? This gets me hit, you know. Yep. I just wonder that, does it become a shtick?
Part shtick.
Or, to your point, is he well, two different dudes and, lack of a better word, crazy? You know what I mean? You have to be careful with that word.
He talked to us about his struggles mentally.
I know. That's why we were like, holy cow. Like, this feels
pretty. There might be some of that.
I mean, this feels like it's good for people who have been in this situation to listen to. And that's what I'm saying. There's that side of Dan, and then there's just the, I don't know, when you want to be a heel side, mm-hmm. right? And he'll turn heel on, at least with us, that was the case. And we've seen it on national television. Come on, he said one thing about Penny out when he's talking to, and then say another thing on the podcast.
Right. Nope. No, that's exactly right.
You go heel there, and nationally, always doing a good job. They
doesn't
play great
make
defense,
sense.
You know, yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Anyway.
Yeah, that goes to the craziness part, you know?
We've probably gone on far too long, but it was a weird deal with Dan Dockage. Really
yes,
is.
It was. Yeah. And
layered deal.
Sadly, yes. His time on Memphis basketball games has come to an end.
Real quick, I got one more.
Next story.
It's really a congratulations. Andre Turner, the little general.
Oh, this is a good one.
Headed over to Lane to be their head coach after spending quite a bit of time over at Mitchell, where he was a part of, I believe, three state title winning teams over there. So we're happy for him. He's getting his own program at the college level. You guys know he's all-time leader in single game assists, reading from story over at the Commercial Appeal. And here's the story for me. Literally back in the 80s when we were having parades around here for Final Fours, outside of Zinni's, okay, in Midtown. Okay, one of these Andre Turner, I take a picture that had been up on the wall in there when I'm a little kid of him, standing beside a kid playing basketball. He's holding the ball, he's young at that time, he's a player. Fast forward all these years later, and I think I was at a benefit for Trey Draper. And I'm a 40-something year old man or whatever it is, and I get a chance to have my son take a picture with Andre Turner, not maybe younger than I was when I got mine, but still the same. And I'll tell you, look the same.
Yeah,
Andre Turner is not aging.
No,
that's
he's
one
not.
Thing. The guy's in such great shape, but it was more that it's like we talked about sort of with the Lawsons and what a great basketball story of Memphis it might be if the youngest two sons came back and they got a crowd cheering for him down at FedEx Forum. They're older, all that. You know the full circle story there. Andre Turner is a great Memphis basketball story because there was one time when there was one time in his career he's at Memphis and people can't stand it because he's turning the ball over left and right. Okay, all right, they call him the turnovers. Is he going to be point? Does that seem familiar? Like we tear our point guards up around it. Goes on to become a program legend and to the point that for decades here, whether it's us as a kid, I'm a 40-year-old grown man now, still get giddy around him. Because even in having my son take the picture with, I was still that giddy little kid that was rooting for him and saying thank you for taking a picture with me back then in Midtown all those years later, back in the 80s. So I'm proud of him. I thank him for the down-to-earth guy he's been all these years later because he's still the hero to me that he was back then. And Lane got a hell of a coach. Lane got a good one. They got a hell of a man in Andre Turner. And by the way, a man who ain't aging. So whether it's Atlanta or whatever else, believe me, he's going to continue to look like he's still, 19, 20 years
That's right.
old. Whatever he's on, I need to be on it, too.
Another
love me some Andre Turner.
Getting into the college coaching game. There you have it. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Norton Heard IV is going to join us. We'll talk to him about his players that were all offered by the University of Memphis last night. Lots to get to with him. He's up next. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Spring is finally here. Now is the perfect time to lace up a fresh pair of New Balance running or walking shoes and go hit all those trails, streets, and sidewalks that you've been missing. New Balance does athletic footwear better than anyone. And at the New Balance Memphis store, you can get a pair of perfect-fitting shoes just for you. At the New Balance Memphis store, we do more than take measurements. Our trained fit specialists will ask if you walk or run, how often, on what surfaces. We get as much information as we can before matching you with a pair of New Balance shoes that perfectly fit your feet and your life. We've got all the other gear you need for spring, too, including New Balance fitness apparel for running and walking and a whole lot more. There's no better time to get outside than right now. So come to the New Balance Memphis store behind the Outback Steakhouse on Germantown Parkway and get your New Balance footwear and spring apparel today.
People, the Fitz is in the jackpot business, and I'm here to tell you, business is good. Ask Megan, who just hit one for more than $225,000. Yup, luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Bacon Jam Cheeseburger. Pure beef patty, melty cheese, and crispy bacon atop a sweet and savory bacon jam. Because nothing goes better with bacon. Like more bacon. Try your first one for half price when you order online or in the app. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
How can your mortgage work for you instead of you simply working for your mortgage? Here to bring you the answers you need is Don Holsinger, Chief Mortgage Officer with Orion Federal Credit Union, with this week's Mortgage Minute.
Finding the perfect home can be a lengthy and stressful process, and one of the trickiest steps is acquiring the right financing. Orion streamlines the approval process to give qualified buyers a pre-approval within minutes, thanks to our partnership with Fannie Mae and access through their underwriting system. At Orion, we're here to help you get qualified for your next home in three simple steps. One, complete an application. Two, discuss your options with one of our mortgage lenders. Three, take your pre-approval letter to your realtor and make an offer with confidence. Orion can even pay $2,000 towards closing costs. To learn more, visit OrionHomeLoan.com or give us a call at 1-800-532-9025.
This Mortgage Minute has been provided to you by Orion Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Orion for details. Conventional mortgages only. Minimum loan amount $95,000. Available in select states. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt-on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and Starting Stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during a game. Sign up for the BetMGM app using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and if you place a $1 moneyline wager on either the Braves or the Marlins, you'll get $100 if either team hits a home run. And after the baseball has left the park, there's no reason to leave your seat. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet on either the Braves or the Marlins, and if either team hits a home run. Swing for the fences with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TOPPSBBQ.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yeah, I done ran up a whole lot. Yeah, I don't want to just top. Yeah, going up a whole nother notch. Yeah, can't be stuck.
Jordan Hurd, the fourth. Let me say it one more time in case you didn't hear it. Norton Hurd, the fourth, is the program director and the coach of Team Thad. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Coach Hurd.
How you doing?
What's going on, man? I mean, once again, you are not that you ever left, but here you are. The basketball evaluation season has started again, and Team Thad is on top. How does it feel?
Man, it feels good. Had a good weekend. Wouldn't say we on top. Long season, only the first weekend, but we definitely played as one of the nation's best in the first weekend, but it's a long season, you know, all the way throughout, you know, late July. So we definitely, you know, it's still beginning, and we had a great start.
You know, before we get into the news of yesterday, which there was a lot of news for Team Thad and some of the prospects in that program that are certainly relevant here locally and to fans listening now, I saw a tweet today on Twitter, and I wanted to pass it along and just sort of get your thoughts. Memphis has an assistant coach opening, and there was one fan of Memphis who said, Coach Hurd is a brilliant basketball mind, and I would love to see Penny Hardaway hire him at the University of Memphis. So how soon will you be accepting that job in that position?
Yeah, man. Every time it opened, I really appreciate this city because a lot of people flood my DM saying they would love to see me be the next guy there. And these people I don't even know. So I just love the support. I love people that are respecting my work. If God willing, one day, you know, I actually have turned down a couple of D1 jobs before. I love what I do in the inner city for the high school kids and getting them ready for college. And if that path ever crossed one day, man, we'll see. But right now, we're happy with what we're doing at Team Thad.
Coach, break down the games of these guys. And there's a lot I want to get to you with, including the weekend that you just had and what Amar Knox did, who's already a Memphis commitment for 2022. But the most recent, last night, there was a flurry of activity. Not just Penny, but TCU's offering several of your kids. Solomon Washington, Justin Morgan, Chandler Jackson. In whatever order you want to do it, Coach, for the Memphis fans and fans of other programs listening, Break down their games for us last night because the offers were coming hot and heavy.
Yeah, I start with Amar Knox, man. Amar Knox was really, really big time. I mean, I remember when he first committed, and it was people saying, that was a good, you know, kid to get in the city, but I don't know if he Memphis level or, you know, this or that yet. Mm-hmm. I would say it's one of the smartest things Penny ever did. He bought stock early. If Amar Knox was a free agent right now, it would be bananas. When I say the fastest kid going downhill, nobody can stay in front of him, really shoots the ball, high intensity on defense. He's just a baller. You remember back in the day, Jason, he probably ain't this athletic and don't take as many threes, but he just got that Randy Culpepper competitiveness, you know what I mean? Just you can't stop him from scoring. You know, Chandler Jackson, oh, my God, I was so happy for that offer because as great as my team is, we could do nothing without him. He's like if you think of Baylor in the championship game, Amar Knox is Mitchell and Chandler Jackson is Jared Butler. Like, Chandler Jackson had a game against the top 10 EYBL team, Knight Riders, and then you had B. Mays, which had the kid just commit to Tennessee today, bunch of five stars. We were supposed to be the underdogs, you know, and we were supposed to be the guy that didn't have a name. Chandler Jackson had 20 points, 19 points and 12 assists, and Amar Knox had 26.7 rebounds. That's pretty big from your backcourt, you know. And Chandler Jackson's like 6'4", 6'5", doing Amar like 6'2", 6'3", and just big-time players. The other kid Memphis offers, Solomon Washington, I mean – he,
6'7".
I'm talking in basketball standpoint, people, because when I don't know, listeners, y'all probably got listeners from all different backgrounds, but he's a goon. And goon in basketball form don't mean nobody who's doing anything dirty in the street. That means a very, very tough basketball player. I seen him outwork defeat, and I don't like to use the word punk, but he held 3 5 stars this weekend, and they all was held under 10 points. And one scout rated him the best defender in the country. Another scout have rated him Dennis Rodman, athletic Dennis Rodman, and he has gained a nickname over the weekend. They call him the five-star stopper.
Okay, so, Herb, before you – Dennis Rodman, that's what we doing now?
I'm not saying that. I can tell you what the people said. He's a very good defender. I don't like to get into a comparing NBA player in that list, Hall of Fame. Like the next time I'm going to tell y'all about Justin Morgan, which he got a special story, homeschooled or whatever. Yep. You know how I go. Some people said he looked like Klay Thompson this weekend.
Oh, no, no.
John does not like comps that have NBA players in them with, for some reason.
I don't either.
It's not fair. It's not fair to the kid. Because look, her.
But this is what we do. It's the nature of business. I know. Act like this is new.
But come on, Klay Thompson.
I'll tell you this one to put Herd. Somebody who watched Amar Knox and you guys, I think it's Sean something early in this week, on the radar
or
whatever it was, said that Amar Knox had a Ja Morant like game, and I just read that sentence. Listen, and the way you just described him didn't sound much different. Now we know he's not Ja Morant, but I read that to John. That man told me to turn that sideways and something about my candy ass.
Ja Morant heard.
Yeah.
I don't like to agree with John because he's be wrong.
None of us do. You're right. You are right. You're saying he's right this time?
I agree with him on that because when people come to me, here, you got to see my kid. Who he play like? Oh, he played like Luca. I'd be like, what you just say? So, you know. God, so I hate that too. One of my coaches came up to me 3 weeks ago and said, man, you know, Justin Morgan got a quick release like Klay Thompson. I'm like, I don't want to say that, but I would tell you this. We just played the best of the best. And that kid went 7 for 8 from threes against the Knight Riders, and then later that night. This is the special thing about Team Fat. Last year I had Carter, Bryce, Musa, understood. A lot of these boys this year, Chandler Jackson had a free offer, Amar was committed. These are kids that didn't have any offers, really. Now they're household names, and that's why I just love what I do on this level because it has helped so many kids with our platform, our resources, and the energy we put in them to be their best, and they go out there and perform. You got, like, five. We was the underdog team, not known on paper. Everybody, oh, now y'all finna get y'all butt whooped. Y'all Nike now. What you gonna do on this? Oh, this, that, this. And we go out there when the best beat them by 20, handily. We got five, six, seven guys with a high major offer now that wasn't even known before this tournament. You know.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, like, sort of to that point, right? Like, if, and I know a lot of evaluations, nobody knows this better than you, a lot of evaluations and a lot of rankings, which it may not mean much to you, but the casual fan, this is how they sort of reconcile, okay, what kind of player is my favorite team getting? Rankings and evaluations have been obviously they've disappeared because of COVID. Well, now they're coming back because events are happening again. What sort of is your expectation, you know, for each of these guys? Like, let's just take Amar Knox. He's committed to Memphis right now. He is not ranked over at 247. Do you expect that to change? What sort of your intel that you're getting with Knox and his ranking?
Yeah, I'm hearing that Amar Knox, Chandler Jackson, and Solomon should be in the top 100.
Okay.
On either ESPN Rivals or 24/7 by the time the next one come out. The guys were very impressed with them. It's early now, so we got a couple more tournaments, and that's why I really want to, you know, we got to stay consistent, and we really got to, you know, because sometimes when you get, and I'm not weary about this, but this is my job, when you get too much love too quick, you know, we got to make sure we stay hungry, and that's one of my biggest things. I'm going to preach to my kids. But if they play like they played this weekend, they are going to be in the top 100, from my standpoint, talking to different scouts. I think another one come out in about a month or here soon. But they're top 100 talents, all of them. Amar Knox went against a top 25 kid this weekend, and if you didn't know their names, you would have thought he was the one. Like, that's how, you know, good he did the thing, man. I can't, like, I'm going to say this. I have top 50 kids blowing my phone up this week after seeing us in Atlanta. Their parents had to see how our coaching staff do their thing with the kids, after seeing how our culture is, and they have tried to join me this week. And I'm so confident and respect what my kids have done, I have declined the offer as of now. Like, you know, I understand it's a business. We go on a 5-game losing streak or something, okay, we might need to fix something. But these boys just played their butt off. And not to hold y'all alone, even the four kids that got offered by Memphis, which was Chan, Amari with Memphis, Solomon, and Justin, you know, you had a guy like, I know y'all know the great Stanley Blue at the Bluff. His kid is really good in the city. Tyler Bird, you had Malik Deal get a high major offer yesterday. It was a real Kamani Hamilton, which Memphis is probably about to offer soon, a 6'8 wing that may be top 102 out of Mississippi. I can't think of everybody. Keyron just gone, and Javion guy, King Evan Urser. We got a good team. So, now, before the weekend, everybody was like, oh, they don't have Musa, this person. Mm-hmm. Team Thad don't look good on paper. They might barely, I don't know if they even make PJ. Now, today, you know, people, I think I see them going deep. I don't want to take their responsibility yet. We just going to keep playing ball hard. We're going to keep playing ball the right way, and we're going to see where the chips fall. But like I have told y'all from day one when I signed with Nike, that we're going to put on a good product for the city of Memphis and Nike basketball, and I think we have done that.
Well, I'm sure Nike is very pleased with what's happening already. I don't think there's any question about that, Herb, especially with the start that you guys have had. I want to go back to Chandler Jackson real fast because I'm not as familiar with his game, and just listening to some of the numbers that you mentioned with him and the assists, are you playing him at point? And is that what he is in college? Is he a combo in college? Because we talked about his unique blend of size and the thing he does with, is he a tweener? Is he point guard? What is he at the how are you using him, Herd? And what is he at the college level?
Chandler Jackson, hold on, let me get back over. Yeah, Chandler Jackson is a point guard.
He can play combo
because of his 6'5", maybe.
6'5".
But he's really, put it like this. He is the, and I don't want to mix my words up because Amar is a really good point guard too, but Chandler Jackson is the most pure point guard on my team right now. And that's why I was saying,
I'm glad you clarified that because, when I saw Amar, I saw Amar more as a secondary ball handler, but more of a guy who you're going to sort of set something up for, catch and shoot kind of a thing. Would you agree with that?
would say this because you know, I know a lot of listeners out there, and I don't want to even get in trouble with messing my practice up by saying the wrong thing here.
Right.
But Mart is a point guard, but he's more of a scoring point guard.
Yep.
Because he can get buckets. But, you know, he can run it. Chandler Jackson is just more of a pure point guard. And I ain't going to lie, even at one point, I was like, Chan, combo, he this, he that. He's one of them guys can do. He's just so smart. And they work very well together.
Mm-hmm. That's what you were saying. They could play together at the same school, you were saying.
I think that, like I
in
said, for me,
together.
The first weekend,
yep.
They looked like Jerry Butler and Mitchell, which they both point guards, but Mitchell more of a scoring point guard at Baylor, and
yep.
they defense off the chain, and Butler actually are kind of bigger. That's how they look. That's how they look this weekend, man. Really, and they look really good. And Memphis fans, and I don't have nothing to do with Barley, but that's where I believe he's going to be at. That's where he's at. You should pack the stands next year because Martin Knox is the real deal. He's exciting to watch. And this is what's crazy. You see a Martin Knox walk in the gym or downstairs in the lobby of your hotel, you might just be like, okay, this kid look like he okay. But when the game start, he been to score 10 points within the first 45 seconds before you know it.
Uh-huh. School me, Hurt. He's already got a Martin. When I'm talking about Memphis, you got the commitment with Amar Knox. You just talked about how good Amar is when he's got Chandler, well, you know, beside him playing for you, and Penny has offered Chandler as well. Does Penny has also got another guard committed in Zacho Littleton for 2022. Can you see him? You know, the school us, like on the games of all. Does that all fit? You know, if he's offered Chandler after having Zacho and right after having Zacho and Amar both in, you know, in tow. How does it fit? Do you see it all fitting?
I think it might be tough. First of all, I'm not, you know, the coaching staff might figure it out. I'm just saying it might be a little tough right now with Zacho committing. You know what I mean? Some people don't like to really – some kids and parents don't like that this high level. They know they got to wait. They know they got to compete. Sometimes they don't like going in with a player they say in class, incoming class is similar to them
mm-hmm.
or potentially they fighting for. And I love Zacho. I've been seeing him for a while. My people in Georgia – you know, he played for Team Kerr, my good partner that passed during COVID and all that. So he do a good job in South Florida, Sean Williams. But I just, you know.
You saw, was he was at that event with y'all in Atlanta this weekend?
Yeah, he was, man. And like I said, I know I'm going to have to call him and apologize after this. He's the real deal. I'm just going to say that. He's the real. But, like, you saw who got the headlines, and it was Chandler Jack. You know what I mean?
And
but
yeah.
Yeah. But Zacho the real deal. You could say maybe he didn't have the coaching or team we had. I mean, and he could really shoot the ball. And Zacho can do some good things. I think the city will love him, you know. It's just a matter of those guys want to commit, would it fit or how would it work, you know. And that's why Penny get paid the big bucks. I mean, his staff, they do a phenomenal job to make it work.
That's right. Look, I'm going to ask you to speculate a little bit here, but they're the first family of Memphis. And I know you certainly have probably played against them in your day. What do you think happens with Chandler Lawson and Johnny Lawson here, Hurd?
Honestly, I have no idea about that situation. I don't really know. Just by kind of listening to the streets, I didn't hear Memphis is in good position, but that's about it. I don't have any inside sources or anything that matter to know.
How you going 3-0 in this thing, Nike sponsored squad, you know, got everybody shining and getting offers and then trying to juggle the restaurant business as well. How's that all going?
Man, I gotta thank the people of Memphis again. The restaurant business has been great lately, you know, it didn't get hot outside. And we're still doing takeout. A lot of people want to sit down, but we will be opening the dining room soon. But, you know, Slam Dunk Wings of Memphis, 951 Get Well. Like I said, we see a lot of different things, kind of like a Team Thad team. We got a lot of different things to offer. You know, you can see Omar, you can see Chan. You can get the fish, you can get the chicken, you can go queso. You know, just whatever you want, burgers, they do a really good job. And you will see some of your upcoming potential or future Tigers. You know, I ain't bumping to them, but it's in the University of Memphis area. And I just want to thank the city. It has been doing good. And I think as we get more and more of a COVID and school get in, it's going to be a big thing in this city, continue to grow.
I'm glad it's been successful thus far. I know it will continue to be. I got one more for her before we let you out of here, just because you mentioned the name, and I know him well, Stanley Blue, who for a long time was keeping the Bluff City together. Mm-hmm. You said his son is out there. What? Tell me about his game.
Well, so his son's ankle was hurt this weekend.
Okay.
And he has a lot of heart. He's athletic. He took Tipton Rosemont to the state this year.
See,
him and Alexander.
Oh, gotcha.
And he's just out. I mean, and when you add, that's why I'm not taking, when you add him to the mix with his toughness and hard playing, and I just think it could potentially keep making us better. And he's going to be a good D1 player, depending on what level, depending on, you know, what kind of year he has.
Okay, good.
But he's going to be good. And when you see our team, Memphis see our team online, and I start sending y'all the links, you would appreciate it. It's a real grit and grind team. We was playing 2-on-2 or 3-on-3. We'll get beat by a lot of teams. But we go by 7-8 deep. And people are stars within their role. Like Solomon Washington might have averaged 4 or 6 points for the weekend, but he's the talk of the town just because. But he might average 13 rebounds. He shut down the best defender, and let it be known he was shutting them down. You know, and Chandler Jackson made sure everybody was involved, and Lamar was, and so everybody played well together. And like I say, Stanley's son Tyler Bird, he's really, really finna add on to that. And Justin go come and do his shooting. Evan. And like I said, they just playing really good right now. We have peaked really high. I ain't going to say higher than I wanted it this early, because how can you not want to peak high? But I just know it's about who the best at the – I don't mean to sound like the old ball coach, but I just really – you know, it's about at the end. So, we got to just continue to play on this level. I sent the boys a text, and now we'll be sending some of them a text now. For any parents that are listening to it, it's on my team already. We're through celebrating. Last weekend is over. We're ready to get to work, keep our head down, and play ball and keep putting on a representation for the city.
Solomon like Mook Matthews?
Yes, but more athletic.
Okay.
And maybe a little taller. He's 6'7". Yeah. And you know how athletic Mook is. I mean, but Solomon doing windmills between – he would easily be a fan favorite, you know, if he came here. Y'all know I don't get in there because he have a lot more offers, and I just wish him the well anywhere he go. But, yeah, he's somebody you'll want on your team.
I got you, brother.
Herc, congratulations, man. Thanks for the time, as always.
Keep it up, Herc.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
He is Norton Herd IV, joins us periodically
doing
here.
Doing it all.
Throughout the AAU season, got some big time players there as usual for Team Thad.
They're loaded, is what it appears, and I love her to death. But they're Nike now. I don't know how much longer he's gonna be able to keep playing that underdog card.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like you're loaded. You're Nike.
A lot of players.
Look like you might
be
the best team on the Nike circuit, and I know it's some heard that card he's been playing for a while. It's part of how he's gotten where he's getting. Go get those guys. You know those guys, you got to go find those prospects, develop them up. We're the underdog. I don't know if that's going to keep playing.
That's right.
Because these dudes are dominant.
No,
and they apparently had a dominant weekend in Atlanta going 3-0. Nice start for their season.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, thanks to Norton Herd IV for joining us today on the show. We'll come back. Jeff Calk is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Free anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Join us and get vaccinated on Friday, April 16th and Saturday, April 17th during our community vaccination days at the Pipkin Building from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Receive a $20 Kroger or Walmart gift card, Grizzly swag, and BOGO McDonald's coupons while supplies last. This Friday and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during our community vaccination days at the Pipkin Building from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Pipkin, located at the Liberty Bowl Stadium.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
I'm gonna take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. 4 great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. HealVets.org.
All the audio that matters to you is on Odyssey. Odyssey has